Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The sheriff's office has made a recommendation to the district attorney's office to pursue a murder charge and an auto theft charge against 28-year-old Jason Warren for his role in the death of 47-year-old Hoopa resident Dorothy Ulrich. Detectives concluded Ulrich was murdered in the early hours of September 27th at her home in Hoopa. A silver Kia Spectra was then stolen from Hoopa, and that vehicle is the vehicle that slammed into three women jogging on Old Arcata Road, killing Suzanne Seaman and severely injuring Terry Vroman Little and Jessica Hunt. Detectives believe Warren stole the Kia after killing Ulrich and was behind the wheel when the women were run down. Eureka police soon located the Kia, abandoned in Eureka, and then located and arrested Warren later that day. Warren is currently serving a 9-year sentence at San Quentin Prison after being sentenced for other crimes and failing to appear for a sentencing hearing after being released on a cruise waiver. The CHP is the lead agency investigating the hit-and-run incident, and that case remains under investigation. Sheriff's detectives are investigating a suspected armed robbery after a victim called the sheriff's office on Sunday. The victim told deputies he had been parked at the 76 gas station on Murray Road in McKinleyville when a man approached him and asked for a cigarette. As the man was reaching for his pack, he said the suspect pulled a silver handgun from his waist and ordered the victim to drive to Clam Beach Vista Point. The victim then said the suspect demanded his cash and he complied, and he was then assaulted and knocked unconscious. The suspect is described as an adult black male, 5'9", who was wearing a blue sweatshirt and black pants. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Heavy rain and high winds swept across Humboldt County today, bringing localized flooding, dangerous driving conditions, and leaving a few thousand Pacific Gas and Electric customers without power. Approximately 2,000 customers lost power due to branches coming down on power lines. The hardest-hit areas were in Rio Del and West Haven. PG&E crews have been at work throughout the day to restore power, and it's expected most will have power by this evening. Caltrans crews have also been busy dealing with mud and rock slides, flooded culverts and drains, and ensuring local roads are clear of debris. We could see more heavy rain tonight with the possibility of accumulations between a quarter to a half an inch, with wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. The California State University Board of Trustees has submitted 2013-2014 budget requests to the governor and legislature. The CSU system expects to bring in more than 20,000 new students over the next year following the passage of Proposition 30. The budget plan asks for an increase of $371 million over the current baseline budget for enrollment growth, facility maintenance, and employee compensation. The entire budget plan would bring total spending at the CSU system to $4.5 billion, of which approximately $70 million will come from the new students enrolling at CSU campuses. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. You can almost guarantee that heavy rains and high winds on the North Coast will bring down power lines and leave people without electricity, and you can also expect small mud and rock slides that need to be cleaned up. But North Coast cities like Arcata have their own worries during and after winter storms, as Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza pointed out on Talk Shop this afternoon.
Nothing overflowed in Arcata, but we have some very full creeks, and water drainage is a big issue that our public works staff and environmental work services staff works on year around. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, we had a high rock crew taking down some vegetation on West End Road.
Mendoza notes that it's a constant process to ensure culverts and gullies, as well as drainage ditches, remain clear of debris that can quickly lead to localized flooding.
It's a year-round thing because, you know, we can't, of course, run backhoes in the ditches anymore, so we have to do it by hand, and it's a labor intensive, very expensive thing. So we work it basically year round, and I know it's paying off because we're not have the flooding that we've had in past years.
There were no reports of major flooding or damage from this recent storm, and part of that reason is being prepared. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.